Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Come on in, y'all. Come on in. Get yourself comfortable. Pull up a chair and let's talk about your favorite subject. You and or your house.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When the auto attendant answers, just hit the one button, bypass the auto attendant, and put you right into the studio. Text questions can be sent to 411-923. And if you need to send an email or a video from your phone, you can send that to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Girls have been busy on the phone today. y'all, give us a ring. Let us find out what you've got planned in about around your house, home, castle, or cabin. A lot of follow-up. Last week's show was so busy that we actually ended up taking about six people's names and said, look, we're going to have to get back in touch with you next week. So I want to thank all of you that were patient enough to wait for us to call you back when we got back into the office. I mentioned on air how happy I was with this new vacuum that I've got mounted in my garage.
Okay.
That's all anybody wanted to know about this week.
A vacuum for the garage.
Yes.
Is it like one of those, well, I guess it can't be. I was going to say there's those vacuum systems that are built into the home so you don't have to carry a vacuum around.
Right, right.
You just have different plug-in stations that you drag the hose and the vacuum head around to so you don't have to carry this big, heavy vacuum. But I know your house... this isn't that.
No,
what is it?
You know, I needed a new shop vac. So I was shopping for what was it going to cost to get a good shop vac that I could vacuum the cars with, that I could vacuum the garage with. Our dogs, they're all short hair dogs. They're English pointers and German short hairs, but they do shed and they do live a good part of their life in our garage. So it's a constant need to vacuum the garage. And I've burned up more than a couple shop vacs over the years. And I thought, you know, I'm going to upgrade. So one of my favorite toy stores is Rockler Woodworking.
Big boy toys.
Big boy toys. I love Rockler. And I just happened to walk in there to see what they might have. And they had a system on sale that mounts on the wall. And it's called Dustworks Dust Collector. It's a good shop vac is going to be about 180 to 200 CFM, cubic feet per minute of air. The small wall-mounted is 600. CFM.
So Rockler is a store for woodworking.
Yes.
And sawdust is very fine.
Yes.
So if you get something that can pick up sawdust, you got something that can pick up just about anything.
So they've got this system called Dustrite, and you can get 600 CFM. You can also get 1200 CFM.
What did you get?
The dog into the hose. I got the 600.
Okay.
And then... it's a 30-foot collapsible hose. So from where it's mounted, it plugs into a 120-volt receptacle, and it's got about a 8-gallon bag on it, so I can collect a lot of dog hair before I have to empty it. And I went out there the other day, and it's not loud. It's fairly quiet. It's not as loud as a shop vac. I went out there the other day, and Jennifer had pulled in her mom's car and was vacuuming the SUV. I love this thing. So I got it at Rockler. Everybody wanted to know where I got it. I go to Rockler there at Tatum and Thunderbird. Go see John. That's who I always see. Any of the guys can help you there. But it's called Dust Right Dust Collectors. And it's a 4-inch hose sucking 600 CFM. You can upgrade to 1200 if you want to. But the hose is so big, it just hangs on the wall. It's out of the way. And the hose expands all the way across the garage, covers the whole garage.
So if you can't find me, Romy, you might try checking that. Well, you might find me sucked up in that thing. He's talking about sucking up his dogs.
Honey, where are you?
So we mentioned on air how excited I was about my new vacuum, and we got several people wanting to know more information. You know, the other thing everybody wanted to know is, I can't believe how many people asked me about the books I recommended last week. Carol,
now, hang on. Before we get on to books, what did that set you back? What was that investment? 600 cubic feet, wall mount?
The unit was about... the price of a really, really good shop vac. Okay. So you're at about $400-$500.
Okay.
But then you got to get all the accessories.
Just got to.
But then you got to load it up with all the accessories.
Which you could do over time. You don't have to do all at once. And looking
for a while during the sale, Rockler would give you a $50 gift card so you could take it home. Mount it on the wall, figure out what accessories you want, and go back and buy the accessories.
Get the accessories.
I think that sale's over right now. But
so there is one Rockler location on Thunderbird, but Woodworker Source is an independent Rockler reseller, and they have Tempe, Tucson, and Phoenix locations.
There you go. All right. So by way of catching up before we get on to this week's topic, is we had mentioned a book last week, and about an immigrant who had immigrated from the country of Georgia back when Georgia was a part of the Soviet Union. And the lady that cuts my hair is Armenian. And I had to take the book to her and ask her, how do you pronounce this last name? Papashvili.
Papa who?
Papashvili. It's a biography about George Papashvili. And the book is Anything Can Happen. And when he wrote it, it became a bestseller. And it's his biography of immigrating to America after World War I, penniless and broke, and spoke no English, landing at Ellis Island. And it takes you through his life here in America. He's so resourceful. When you get this book, and it is an easy read. I gobbled the book up in like a day and a half. It's not a big book. By the second chapter, George Papashvili is your best friend. You just think, this is the kind of man I would be best friends with. His sense of humor is hilarious. They actually made a movie out of the book. And it's rated as a comedy. Anything Can Happen. The biography of George Papashvili. If you want an enjoyable read, find it. And find it at bookshop.org. Not Amazon. Bookshop.org. They support your local bookstores in your community. They'll find the book locally for you at a bookstore, buy it, and have it shipped to your house. Bookshop.org. Anything Can Happen is only one of the books he wrote. All right.
Gary wrote in this morning out in Gold Canyon and said, the last couple mornings since the rain has started, the inside of my dual-pane windows are starting to fog. Can that be repaired?
So moisture brings a lot of things to Arizona, doesn't it?
Leaks.
And what Gary's dealing with is a leak in the airtight seal that goes in between two panes of glass. When we build our windows, they are sealed airtight. There is argon gas that they just put in there. I think everyone agrees that about 10 years it's all leaked out, but by standard, they still fill it. And eventually, over a long enough period of time, that airtight seal can fail, and that's what's happened here, Gary, is air can get in between those panes of glass, and when we have rain, well, it's the additional moisture from that's introduced into our what's normally not a very humid climate becomes a more humid climate, and air's inside those. So in the mornings, you're seeing what's the air that's inside those glass are condensating. Now, there was a process that we have seen where you can drill a hole in the top and they drill a hole in the bottom and they suck a bunch of liquid through there and it's supposed to re-tighten the seal. That company is not in business locally anymore. I don't know that there's another service like that that has since come back to the Valley. And really what you have to do is you have to replace those panes of glass. And so you would just go to a glass or window shop or...
Don't need to replace the whole window. You just need to replace the glass panel.
If the frame is still structurally sound enough to work with.
Yeah, yeah. So you can get by with just a new insulated glass panel.
So ABC Glass is one of our glass Absolutely. Partners that could get that done for you. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com under the glass and mirror category. And then if it's the point they're too far gone to do any kind of repair work, well, you've got Freelight, you've got Dunright Windows, you've got Pella. Both Freelight and Dunright are Pella certified retailers and installers, which is why they're allowed to be part of Rosie on the House, because that is our brand window of choice, Pella. But any of those three in the Phoenix metro area where you're riding in from can come out and let you see all your options for a new window package.